It is my absolute pleasure to introduce to you Lord Sotelo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another fantastic week of Finger Guns Comedy. I am Lord Sotelo. It is an absolute pleasure to have you guys with us today. This is a very exquisite day because today we have a tournament. Yes, the Lord decrees that there shall be a tournament. Yet, I do not condone violence, so we will not be having a tournament of knights fighting for our pleasure. No. Plus, there are no knights available at such a short notice. No. But we do have some of our Finger Guns Comedy crew who will help us with our tournament today. Allow me to introduce to them for you guys today. It is Amelia. How are you, Amelia?
I'm good, but I'm getting a little tired of this lordship that you got going on, that you're extending a month afterwards.
I mean, but lorddom is forever, Amelia.
It doesn't need to be. It most definitely doesn't need to be.
It will be, Amelia.
We'll see about that.
It will be great. Speaking of great, Denzel! Hello there, Denzel. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I want you to know that I'm already going to start. I'm already going to start drinking. It's fine. I'm not going to acknowledge these shenanigans, but I'm going to start drinking. You've already driven me.
Occasion. I have my wine as well. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's No. I'll toast to whatever juice Amelia is drinking. She's being a responsible adult, but no. I will not be doing this with you, sir. But just, you know, let's carry on. Let's get to it.
Carry on.
Very well, very well. Allow me to introduce a longtime friend of the Finger Guns Comedy crew. You remember him. You loved him. You admire him. It is our dear friend, Andrew. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I love that you called him a longtime friend, like he wasn't a part of this show at one point.
That's the funny part.
For a bit, I was unable to put the words together because he is a lover. He is a friend. He is an ally. He is a brother. A brother of Finger Guns Comedy. He will always be a finger gunner. Andrew, it's been a while.
Yep, quite the finger blasphemer.
Yes. We actually had a nice fun excursion today to the local market, Albertsons.
Son of Albert.
In which we purchased a box of condoms, half off. It was a steal, a royal steal.
Were they pre-used?
Ooh.
No.
Hence the half off.
Fortunately, they were fresh. And they are
Did you
still.
Try them on before you bought them?
Yeah, so they didn't mean price-wise half off. There's no tip. It's just shaft.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense.
So right. It's like, do I still wear these, or are they just like penis sweaters, like penis turtlenecks?
Haha, a penis turtleneck is a very funny idea, perhaps for a knitted sweater. That you make in which the turtleneck part is very long.
I think we need to move on from this. I'm even thinking at this point, like, how am I going to edit this? And it's no, I don't even want to think about
it. This is not the part that you edit, my dear Amelia. This is simply until our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest that is going to join us today because. He is part of our tournament of champions. Let me explain a little bit of our tournament. You know what? My friend has just come. So let me introduce our very good friend and our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the holiday season, and I wish you guys the most glorious holiday season. But there is a special person that we all know as that is involved with the holiday season. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor as Lord Sotelo to introduce to everyone today, Frosty the Snowman!
Hey there, kids! Nice to see you! Happy holidays! Frosty the Snowman is so happy to be on this show! Hey, thanks, Steve, or should I say Lord Steve? Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Frosty, you don't. I'm happy that you're here. You don't have to. You don't have to encourage him. So it's fine. You can call him Steve.
Okay. No, I'm very much happy to be here. I respect all lords and ladyships. Thank you so much for being on. And Denzel, how are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Halloween.
Oh.
I don't understand the reference. But sure. Yeah, Halloween. Halloween's great, been great.
It's Halloween, right?
Hey, Frosty, can I ask you a question?
Sure, you can ask me anything, Sir Suavemente.
I know that you're obviously made of snow, but have you been sniffing snow as well?
Have I been sniffing snow? How interesting! And is my video frozen?
Yes, unfortunately.
I think it is.
It seems as though the internet is not as strong up in the North Pole.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I'm technically in Chicago right now, but that makes a whole lot of sense.
Ah, you are back with us again, Frosty. Welcome back.
I am?
Yes,
fantastic. Oh, how wonderful. That is so good to hear. Yes, so I've been on a little bit of a walkabout lately, as in case you're wondering to know. And Amelia, how are you? I hope you're doing so good in this wonderful cold season that is Halloween right now. And I can't wait to talk about my favorite movies, Halloween movies.
No, trust me. It is not Halloween movies. It is holiday.
Did you not inform him before, Steve?
What did you say?
It is holiday movies. It is movies for the winter holidays, such as Christmas, and mostly Christmas, because for some reason, the producers do not like to celebrate other seasons or other holidays. So it is mostly Christmas movies.
What? I'm confused, though, because you said that Frosty the Snowman isn't in your top list, and that's one of the best. I just assumed it was Halloween.
Oh.
This is my apologies, Frosty, for we had a strict ruling. Really?
Hey, motherfucker, stop putting fucking airs on me, motherfucker. Okay? Listen, motherfucker, this is not fucking cool. I come on your show, I came here to promote my shit. This is fucking bullshit.
He's got a point, Steve.
Yeah,
he's
dude. I'm on Frosty's side. Here. What the fuck, Steve? Why would you have told him?
Look at my face right now, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. You paid $25 to be a lord. Eat my asshole. My wet asshole.
$25.
Mm. Wouldn't it be icy asshole?
And
good point. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Andrew, that was that. I should have said that. I'm just not used to talking like this.
He's just so riled up. He's riled up right now. Steve's got him hot. You didn't prepare him. You didn't set him up for greatness.
I thought that the parcel that
I don't feel great right now, Steve. Let's just get on with this. All right, honorable mention at least, Frosty the Snowman.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because if the ruling was that I could allow movies and specials that are 23 minutes, then absolutely Frosty would be at the very top of the list. But unfortunately, these are feature-length
23 minutes is the most perfect amount. 23 minutes is the most perfect amount of time because it's just enough for you to pay attention. And then you could go play outside. It's the best kind of time for a movie.
Frosty,
I it's the most wonderful time for a movie.
Yes.
You got it, Denzel. You got it. So, all right, tournament over. Frosty the Snowman wins. All right. Let's talk about Halloween movies.
Unfortunately, Frosty, we still have a tournament to begin with. But Frosty, I didn't invite any other winter character. I didn't invite Rudolph or Santa Claus. No, I invited one of my favorite people. I invited you.
That makes me feel good. I think I'm frozen again, but that's fine. That's honestly very fine. It's fine.
Go back. He doesn't want
what?
Hey.
Is that Jack Frost? Is that motherfucker Jack Frost? Is that motherfucker Jack Frost?
No, Steve didn't tell me to ask Jack to come at all. No, that's not what happened just then.
Tell Jack he's a fucking jack off.
Yes, he is a jack off.
Okay.
But also, don't be, Denzel, don't be so rude. Don't be so rude to Jack Frost. We could potentially have him on a future episode of the show, and it would just be bad business.
Hey, man, I'm standing right here.
I'm standing right here.
You know what? I don't need this shit. I don't fucking need this shit, man. I work really fucking hard all fucking day, man.
I absolutely understand that, and I want to thank you so much for joining us. And you know what? Let's begin with the tournament. Are you guys ready to
see
the brackets?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, these are our films that we shall be debating on.
I can barely see this shit.
I know.
Can we get a little zoom in? Maybe a little.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. My apologies.
Turn off the. Oh, there we go. There we go.
There we go. Now we're getting in there.
Okay, ooh, I shall listen to some for the listeners at home. The movies are Holiday Inn, Little Women, Home Alone 2, Elf, A Charlie Brown Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jingle All the Way, Die Hard, Holiday Inn, Little Women, Home Alone, A Christmas Story, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, It's a Wonderful Life, and A Christmas Carol. And I'm just realizing that I have two similar brackets.
Not similar, same. Same. Yeah. Exactly same.
How perfect. You can definitely put in Frosty the Snowman now.
Wow.
Enough to finally be put into the race.
I absolutely could. And you are right. You are correct. I could put that. However,
that's
I have another.
That's so fantastic.
I have another set of holiday films
You dirty motherfucker. You dirty motherfucker. You dirty, dirty piece of motherfuck.
Oh, shit. It seems as though I cannot be.
Put me on the screen. Put me on the screen real quick. Put me on the screen. Put me on the motherfucking screen. That hurts right here, Steve. It hurts right there.
You know
that's where my heart is.
I would just like to ask one thing. This is going to be just a quick break. Hey, Amelia, at any point, if you ever just want to string together all of Steve's ideas of grandeur, like that he tries to implement into the podcast, crashing and burning into one solidified clip, that would be, I think, fucking amazing. I don't know if anyone else
I
would watch the fucking shit out of that. Shut up, Steve. Shut up, Steve. I would watch the fucking shit out of that.
I don't want to put anything extra on your plate. I'm just saying it's an idea. I'm just throwing it out there. I think that'd be pretty entertaining.
You know, I have a notepad and pen right here, and I'm definitely going to asterisk it. So
I'm happy now.
Steve puts the ass in asterisk.
You got a point there.
Very well. It seems as though I'm able to. Okay. All right. Let me see.
I just want to, because everyone can't see what we see.
Yes.
This is great. Like watching him live try to fix this bullshit.
I do want to say I know I do have some special magic powers. I can just like Santa Claus, I can check up on people, and I checked up on Lord Steve earlier today, and I know for a fact that he's high on CBD right now. He took a little CBD gummy.
So that's what it is, huh?
It seems as though I've been duped.
That's what it is, Steve.
I actually talked to him, you better put his movie
on the bracket now. You have to.
Oh, do I now?
Yeah. Oh.
What makes you so high and mighty?
Okay. Then
that would be Steve.
Ask you guys a question then. Which movie do you replace with Frosty the Snowman? Do we replace the Santa Claus? Or do we replace Miracle on 34th Street?
Do you have Santa Claus in there?
Can I pause everybody? I'm not trying to cause a big stir. I'm Frosty Snowman. All right? That's not what I came here to talk about today. All right? I'm just here to participate. I thought I was going to talk about Halloween movies. We're going to talk about Christmas movies, excluding my own, clearly because that's the best. But I just want to say, Steve, you do you, and I'm here just to participate.
Hey, you said it. All right, then. Let's begin. So, instead of the second bracket of the... Fuck.
The second bracket of the fuck? That's easy.
My apologies.
I can answer that one. No problem.
No, my apologies. Instead of the second Holiday Inn and Little Women, it is the Santa Claus and Miracle on 34th Street.
I was going to say, I challenge your whole entire bracket if you don't have Santa Claus on there.
Yes. How could I forget it? Exactly, Denzel. And that is why I had to.
Although I still think you could have given our main man a little bit more credit. You got Home Alone on here technically twice.
Ew.
It is there are two separate movies.
I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is I feel like you could have decided, hey, which one of these two are like not arguably better and gone with that one. Because clearly there's more than two Home Alone films and you didn't even throw that one up there. You want to know why? Because no one likes the third one.
Yes.
You could have made a tough choice. Could have made a tough choice. That's all I'm saying. But all right, let's.
Frosty the Snowman has multiple movies as well. Frosty the Snowman, Legend of the Frosty the Snowman, Frosty the Snowman, the remake in 2005. Frosty the Snowman has been thoroughly recklessly gypped. Steve the Lord doesn't know what he's talking about. So let's all just kick off the hips and dip.
Okay. For our listening audience, can we just point out we have comments in our comment section?
Oh yeah, what are they commenting?
So we have from the Red Eye Leader that Home Alone wins.
Yes,
and that also there are four Home Alone films.
We only acknowledge two.
Home Alone films.
No, there's not.
There's only two.
My favorite one is where the one where he races around in a race car from a bunch of Russians.
Mm.
That might be four.
No, that's three.
It is. Oh. It is indeed three.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let us begin the tournament. The first matchup will be Holiday Inn versus Little Women.
Now, I have a question about this. I can't recall either one of these films. So
same. Yeah.
This is the bracket that I like to call the bracket of the films that I have not seen. And no one else.
I'd like to say it's honestly a little messed up, Steve, that Holiday Inn is in before. I'll let you finish pouring your drink, Amelia. One second. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought I put the mic away.
I'm done.
Go ahead, Frosty.
It's fine. No, I'm just going to say it's just kind of fucking nuts that Little Women beat out Frosty the fucking Snowman, Steve.
This is worse than the Oscars.
Are you not an ally?
Little Women?
Yes.
To a bunch of white women?
I don't know these two. Neither do I. And that's why I believe that we should just immediately vote on some sort of movie.
All right.
Well,
so
go ahead.
Well,
go ahead,
I'll say this. Oh, no, go ahead, Frost.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as voting for best, we should definitely put in two movies that we've never heard of before.
He's got a point.
I need to know the premise of Holiday Inn. I mean, I kind of figured Little Wimp.
I don't. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how much hippity hip hop you guys listen to, but there's a
fucking
classic song. Love,
that's my fucking jam.
Great. There's a song, Holiday Inn, by the great Chingy. It was a early 2000s hit, and based off of that logic alone, I'm going to choose Holiday Inn. I know it has nothing to do with that record, but that's what it made me think of. I'm going
the
Holiday Inn.
Frosty, the Chingy. Snowman, talks about hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
So are we all in agreement that Holiday Inn will be going to the next round?
Nah, I vote for Little Women because I'm an ally.
Ah, very well. Very well.
Holiday Inn.
What do you believe?
Holiday Inn.
Okay, that is, I believe, three votes for
Justice
Holiday
Inn. Or Pitbull.
Yeah.
Ah, okay then. With three votes, the winner is the Holiday Inn.
Count Frosty's vote.
So you're not going to acknowledge that the Frostman voted?
This is classic 2020 America. The white guy doesn't get his vote counted.
Okay, now to the good ones. Home Alone 2 versus Elf. A story in New York City.
Easy win. Easy win.
What is it, Andrew? What is it?
It's Elf for sure.
I was going to say I was leaning towards Elf. I'm gonna have to go Elf 2.
I will be voting for Home Alone 2.
Ooh, I don't know.
Amelia and Frosty, your votes decide everything.
Now we know why he put this on here instead of giving Frosty a real slot, but all right.
The Red Eye Leader also believes that Elf should
I'm gonna say it, and it's a hot take for the holidays. I know this. I don't like Elf. I do not like the movie Elf.
Wow. Oh, Ken. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You met him on a throne of lies. That's a lie. It's cap. That's not the truth.
It's extremely quotable. I saw it maybe like, what, three times in my life? And there's something about like when a movie is so cringy, like you don't even enjoy the cringe. It's just like extremely cringy, and that's how I feel about Will Ferrell playing an elf. And
you saw it three times three many,
three times too many. Yeah, so my vote's for Home Alone too.
Then Frosty, your vote decides it all.
Oh,
is
god,
Home Alone 2 or Elf?
One thing you should know about what I consider for the best holiday movies is whether or not how much snow they have. And these are two of the biggest snowy movies I could possibly think of. Home Alone 2 in New York in the most coldest season of the time. And probably, I believe, there's a blizzard in the middle of it. But then again, Elf, They're in the North Pole, which arguably has the most snow in the entire world. But that said, Home Alone 2 slaps. Home Alone 2, I have a final answer.
Right on.
Home Alone 2 moves on to the next round.
Wow.
Now, this next round is about conventional cartoons. It is
How the Grinch. How the Grinch. Shut up. How the Grinch. How the Grinch. If you don't fucking vote How the Grinch, I swear to God.
Okay, hold on. We need to specify.
It is the original How the Grinch.
With the God Christmas. Jim Carrey?
No.
You don't even pick the one. What the fuck is this? You don't give Frosty a slot. You don't choose the Jim Carrey. You set this movie up to lose. Because you knew if it was Jim Carrey, it was automatically going to win. This is bullshit.
This is a battle of the conventional animated movie.
You really
just had to say that right now, right in front of me? Right in front of me, you said conventional animated.
Frosty.
I'm literally animated in front of your honky ass, and this is really messed.
Look at because I'm sure however you say their name, because I'm too upset to read right now, was assuming that you meant Jim Carrey, but no, you fucked us, Steve. You fucked us, and you know the tone I have. You fucked us, but that's it. That's fine.
Okay, to confirm. I know it's bullshit. To confirm, it's the original animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. And the Charlie Brown Christmas is the only Charlie Brown Christmas, right?
You are correct.
Okay. I will go with Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ah, as will I.
Because of course it's you not. Will. Because it's not the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That wasn't to you, Amelia. I'm sorry. You happen to be sweet. And that was to Steve. Of course Steve is going Charlie Brown Christmas. He fucking chose this category to set it up to win. I see the bullshit. This is rigged. Just you wait when we get to the Die Hard category. I swear to fucking God, Steve. I swear to God.
Andrew, what is your decision?
Oh, definitely How the Grinch.
Ah, as again, Frosty the Snowman, you are the deciding vote.
Well, again, like I said, most of my votes are going to be counted for my personal interest, seeing how I'm made of snow. And if there's more snow on the movies, that's also more work for us snow people. So, How the Grinch is my vote because they have more snow than Charlie Brown Christmas.
And just like that, How the Grinch Stole Christmas moves on. And now,
also, give me Jim Carrey or give me death.
Ah, very well. You shall have a Jim Carrey movie at some point, I believe. Now, this one is the one that Denzel is passionate about. It is the battle of the action heroes in a movie.
This is also a very easy category as far as snow goes for me.
Then what is your answer, Frosty?
I want to say Die Hard, fantastic movie. Not a Christmas movie. Come fight me. I'm only around for 3 months out of the year. It's Jingle All the Way is my vote. Action. And it's got a bunch of snow. It's in Minnesota. Thank you very much.
I would have to agree with you, Frosty.
Of course you would, Steve.
Jingle All the Way fan.
Of course you are.
Honestly, I'm gonna pause it. It just kind of feels like Steve isn't taking his own turn to vote. He's just kind of jumping onto other people's votes, and it's kind of really kind of like puss.
No, I'll tell you what it is. Steve has set the movies that he really wants to win up against the ones that he wants to lose. I've already been able to get one of them out of here. That's fucking Charlie Brown. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to win with this one, and that's fine. But Die Hard is most definitely a Christmas film. I don't care what anyone says. I'm voting Die Hard, even if my vote doesn't matter. And we're just going to go ahead and go there.
Your vote does matter. Because
you're a fucking whore mouth. You shut your whore mouth and go on to the next person who gets the vote. Okay?
Very well.
You're in my doghouse right now.
Me and Denzel are really vibing today.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The Red Eye Leader believes that Die Hard should be the winning film. But how about Andrew? What do you believe is the answer?
This is really hard because both movies, yes, are Christmas movies, but it's which one's more of the Christmas movie.
Mm.
So one happens during Christmas and one is about Christmas during Christmas.
Andrew, can I just take a second? Can I give you a pitch really quick? Just give you a quick pitch.
Yeah.
Just Die Hard, right?
Yeah.
What's a better Christmas present for a moviegoer, for a young boy, or a young girl, or whoever wants to watch it and to see the good guy throw the bad guy off a building and save a whole building full of people on Christmas? It's snowing. And it's snowing, but it's snowing at the end of the movie. It's snowing at the end.
That's true.
As the fucking credits,
you know what?
Oh, because son of a bitch! I totally forgot that.
In your advances, that I will allow the Red Eye leader to vote with you, and so you will get an additional vote of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Now this feels like the Oscars after everyone was boycotting them, and they said Oscars so white, and then the next year they gave a bunch of black movies in there. This is what this feels like right now, Steve. But I'll take it.
I'm going to get on my high horse real quick. It's like Oscar so white, but there wasn't one snow actor nominated at one time. I was like, come on. It's not even that white. Come on.
It's a fact.
So, my dear Andrew, what is your answer?
Oh, it's Jingle All the Way for sure.
Amelia, you have the opportunity to tie the vote or... to advance Jingle All the Way, what do you choose?
How do we have five votes now? What?
Because I have allowed the Red Eye leader for this round to vote with Denzel.
Now, Amelia, now can I pitch you something, Amelia?
Hold on, I have a disclaimer. I have not seen either of these movies.
That's fine.
I need to know the plot.
Would you like to vote?
No, I'll sing it. I'll sing it, guys. Let me take the floor.
Yes. Okay. Frost. Very well.
Give him the floor. Okay. That's the screen.
Give me the floor. I need the floor.
There he is.
Frosty the Snowman sat down and watched TV. He had one decision between two movies. Oh, I finished that rhyming real long. Okay, there's got one Die Hard about a man who goes to visit his separated wife, and then it happened for Christmas, and then that building that his wife works in gets taken over by terrorists, and then he saves the day, and then we find out Reginald Valdangian shot a kid. And then the bad guy falls out of building and he says adios motherfucker. And then another movie is Jingle All the Way. It's with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, and also Phil Hartman. And also don't forget young Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker plays, but it's all about a movie. It's all about a little action figure that Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to get for his kid. And then hijinks ensue because he waits till the last minute to get that action figure. And then he becomes the action figure. It's actually really fucking cool because then you see Arnold Schwarzenegger become Action Man.
Turbo.
And then Phil Hartman tries to fuck his wife. The end.
Very good, Frosty. Applause.
That was excellent. That was excellent. That was excellent. Now, Amelia, I just want to add one thing. I just want to I'm not trying to sway your vote. I just want to give you an idea here. You, like the rest of us, take pride and relish in the opportunities to give Steven despair. I just want you to know that a vote for Jingle All the Way will make him happy. Whilst a vote for Die Hard will make him sad. I just want you to know that. I'm not trying to sway. Just putting that out there.
Before we move on, though, I think it's important to note what happens in the case of a tie. Does the Lord rule over it?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
This is bullshit.
Amelia, it's either Arnold Schwarzenegger or Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's a guy you can't understand in any of his movies, or an American action hero.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger was pronounced, and so my vote's Die Hard.
Wow, way to be a follower. Way to be a follower.
I'm hey, you shut your mouth, person whose body doesn't match his voice. Okay, you let her vote how she wants to vote. Okay.
You know, Andrew, Andrew, don't let him talk to you like that. I know exactly the feeling. Some people say my voice doesn't match my body at all, and maybe it's changed over the years.
Here's what I will do. Okay, so the next comment of a vote will be the deciding factor. That Kate Harmon,
you manipulative son of a bitch.
Woo! You son of a bitch.
You jacket shirt tie wearing but have shorts on at the bottom because you're too lazy to do the whole fit. You son of a bitch. All right.
I'm wearing jeans underneath these pants. Or underneath these pants.
Yeah, let's just move along. You've missed your mark. Anyway.
Yes, please.
So, this one is a battle of Santa Clauses as the main character. It is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen versus Miracle on 34th Street, which is a movie I don't know.
I think Santa Claus takes this one, yeah, guys?
Santa Claus.
I'm puzzled.
Miracle on the 34th Street. For Frosty the Snowman, Frosty the Snowman's voting Santa Claus. Because again, they go to the North Pole where there's the most snow.
Well, Frosty, technically they're both in the North Pole. I think this is another opportunity that Steve has taken to split the vote because no one has naturally seen a movie that came out in 1947.
Technically, to be fair, there was a remake in the 90s.
Yes.
That's
with
true.
The girl
That's
from Matilda, Frosty. I believe. I think it's the girl from Matilda.
That is correct, but we all know how manipulative and diabolical Steve is trying to be. He wants certain movies to win. So he picked the one that's from 1947 that no one's fucking seen.
That's definitely true. Here's a bonus fact. I was also born in 1947 along right on the steps of the New York Tower, right on 34th Street.
Ah, so this will be the one that a lot of people will be polarized.
Hold on. There's only three votes on the last one.
Well, I just assumed that we would all just vote.
Count the votes.
Okay.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman is here to say count all the legal votes.
Okay, very well. So let me get the vote of everyone. I voted. And I'm
going to go Miracle on 34th Street just to spite you. Okay? To spite you, I'm going to go Miracle on 34th Street.
And
okay?
I will give you the Red Eye Leaders vote of Miracle on 34th Street.
Red Eye Leader, you... Clause. Red Eye Leader, you have now lost my respect.
Oh, wow. Frosty, it sounds like you are also voting for the Santa Claus.
Like I said, they go to the North Pole. Mm-hmm. More snow.
Andrew, what is your vote?
The Santa Claus.
Ah, very well. So
now he's a follower.
Now.
That's the only one I've seen.
Yes.
Hey, you shut your poor mouth.
Alone. Versus A Christmas Story movie little boy are the protagonists. Who will be the victor? I personally will be voting for Home Alone.
Big fucking surprise.
Hey, fuck you.
Wow, not becoming of a lord. This is a tricky one for Frosty. Mainly because they're both set in the Midwestern towns, one in Chicago, the other one in Detroit.
Yes.
Very snowy climates. And so perplexing. So then I have to vote for which one is the most Christmassy. And at the Frosty household, we watch A Christmas Story every year. Gotta go Christmas Story. There we go. Final answer.
Very well.
This is rough. This is
tough. Amelia, what is your vote?
I know which one you want to win, Steve. I know how you feel about one of
these. He already voted. So yes, to be fair,
I already voted. We all know. The first one.
So
and we also knew before because you put this movie on here twice, but whatever.
So I grew up watching Home Alone. I didn't recently watch A Christmas Story until just recently. And how I narrow this down is how these white families could have less white tendencies. And I think the whitest thing you can do is leave your youngest child in your suburban mansion in Chicago. So... Preach. And then also, preach, I think the less whitest thing you could ever do is go have your Christmas dinner in a Chinese restaurant because you know that they'll always be open. So I'm going to pick A Christmas Story.
Very good. Denzel, you're also, I imagine, voting for
A Christmas Story. Yeah, just to spite you, okay?
Very well. Andrew, what is your vote?
God, another hard one. They're both so good. I don't know. I grew up with both, actually.
So what's your fucking vote, guy? dramatic pause he just gave us?
I'm going to go with Home Alone just because people would call me Home Alone back in high school. So
I have a quick question. I have a follow-up question on that. Are you saying that people will call you while you were home alone? Or they would just say, hey, you, home alone?
The latter.
You know what? I will be waiting for Kate's answer because we have done that before. And I will be adding the Red Eye Leaders.
Oh, God.
Home alone.
See? You see? Now, oh, my God. This is wild.
Because I know that Kate would want to vote. And if she votes for A Christmas Story, it will be fantastic and respectful. But
I have a song where I can fill the time while we're waiting.
Absolutely.
For her. Okay, let me just me. This is what I want to this is what I really want to talk about. My name is Frosty the Snowman, but some people I am actually referring to myself now as Salty the Snowman. Here's a little fun thing. Salty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul until I read some books and he realized he could do more.
Great song, Frosty! But Kate Hartman has chose Home Alone. So with that being in mind, Home Alone will be going on to the next round. Now, for what I believe I called the Battle of the Stop Motion Films, it is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You son of a bitch.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Are we still on the first fucking bracket? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I know. We're hitting our 45-minute mark, dude.
Exactly. Hurry the fuck up. I will be voting for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Very well.
This is also very hard for me as well.
I'm going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas for Frosty.
I'm going to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Ranger has more snow, seeing how The Night Before Christmas has a whole town where there's no snow at all.
And
so Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, please.
Very well.
Also, Nightmare Before Christmas fucking sucks. Come at me. I'm only alive for 3 months out of the year.
You wanted to talk about Halloween, bro. What happened?
Yeah, not a Halloween movie either. It's shit.
Oh, hot take.
So it's the deciding
not a Christmas
vote,
movie either.
The deciding vote will be from Amelia. What do you vote for?
When you became a lord, did you become a lord of like some sort of Spanish Isle?
No, I became the lord of 1 foot of Scotland.
Okay, you're losing your Scottish accent, my dude.
I never had one.
It is not a Scottish accent. It is of royalty.
Oh, also, I want one of your crowns. How much did it cost at Burger King?
How dare you? I purchased it at Party City for $5.
It's not a Christmas movie, but I'm going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ah, very well. The winner is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And the last film of our bracket is It's a Wonderful Life versus A Christmas Carol in what I like to call fast forwarding and going backwards in time.
Which Christmas Carol?
The original.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful... Okay. I'm going to vote A Christmas Carol, my dude.
Ah, very well.
Is the Christmas... is it black and white?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also
going
to say...
black and white.
If they were going to make a Christmas Carol this year, they'd probably call it A Christmas Karen. Thanks. I'll be here for another 2 months.
A Christmas with COVID.
I will be voting for A Christmas Carol.
I'm going to vote for It's a Wonderful Life.
I believe that Denzel was just waiting until I gave an answer.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I can't wait to use reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm.
That'll never work, considering it's a voting system.
Boom.
Ah, fuck. You are correct.
I don't remember the original Christmas Carol.
I haven't seen either one of these movies. So.
If you can't remember it, don't vote for it.
That's how I figured. Because I remember it's Wonderful Life.
Pick Frosty the Snowman, Amelia. Pick Frosty the Snowman. Pick Frosty. You don't know which the movies are. Pick Frosty.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on a second. Can you do a... I see an ad set. Is there a write-in option? I would love to do a write-in right now.
No. It's only adding more of this, whatever this shit is.
Are you... Are you utilizing voter oppression? Are you stopping the vote, Steve?
No.
Okay. I feel a little stop voting going on from you. You know what I mean? It's a little stop voting vibe.
I have put
this
in
is
five
worse
votes.
Than this is worse than the Dominion voting machines.
But clearly, It's a Wonderful Life one. So,
yes, I will agree with that.
Yeah,
I heard the Electoral College voted that It's a Wonderful Life won today.
Yes, there we go. Mm-hmm. It's a Wonderful Life moves on. And now we go into round two. Holiday Inn versus Home Alone 2.
Holiday Inn.
Ah.
Holiday Inn.
Ah.
I like Home Alone 2.
Okay, very well.
Go with your heart, Amelia. It's fine. I understand. Go with your heart.
Oh,
it's cool.
Wait, so... I did a little quick Bing real quick on the old Frosty top.
Very funny that you chose to say quick Bing because Bing Crosby is in Holiday Inn, a classic.
That's what I was just gonna say. Isn't this a remake of or a sequel to White Christmas? Holiday Inn.
It is.
So. You didn't even mention that this is a sequel category. It just so happens to be a sequel category. Well, now that we're talking White Christmas versus Home Alone, I gotta go for White Christmas. Holiday Inn, please.
Yeah, also, didn't Trump cameo in a Home Alone 2?
He did.
Exactly. He did.
And my vote will also be for Holiday Inn.
I know Steve is, this is where he thinks he's utilized reverse psychology, but it's not. It's
Wait, hold on. No, like Denzel, do not vote for Holiday. I don't actually. Yeah, I want to resend my vote right now because I am Google searching. I am Bing searching images of Holiday Inn, and what there is blackface in this movie, ladies and gentlemen. There is blackface in this movie. This should be stricken from the record. Home Alone 2, please take, please change my vote. Please, for the love of God.
So frosty. The last vote.
Put me in twice for Holiday Inn.
Ah, there we go. I was going to say, I'm also thinking about doubling down on Holiday Inn.
Very well. Holiday Inn moves on for blackface.
Leave it to Steve to include the movie that utilizes blackface. I'm not surprised.
Oh, no.
He thought
Get out of that one.
This is bad.
Blame this rotten tomatoes.
That's the next one.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas versus Jingle All the Way.
That's actually tough.
I want to say Jingle All the Way. Because Arnie was the hero from the get-go. It's just he had more of a trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to appease his son. He went through hell and back.
I will be voting personally for How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Well, Denzel, while you're thinking, I'm starting to think myself. Now, yeah. I know I said I voted based off of snow and how much snow the movie has, but I think this is actually a perfect metric for what a good snow movie is, or a good holiday movie. The more snow there is, the more quintessential holiday. And that's why my vote will be for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Because at the end of the day, we all know the song.
Yes, absolutely.
From How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But if we're going technicalities, it's not really snow. It's just Horton's, dandruff. They're just a speck. We all know this. The Who's are just a speck in the universe.
This is fucking true.
I love how now Andrew decides to utilize this argument. Not earlier, but whatever. I'm going to go with Jingle All the Way simply because How the Grinch you chose isn't the fucking How the Grinch that we all know. So
yeah.
I'm going Jingle All the Way.
Very well. Amelia, do you agree?
I'm going to go with The Grinch.
Now.
Amelia will be going with The Grinch. And Kate Hartman has also voted for The Grinch. And therefore, The Grinch moves on.
Hell
no. This is right here. A Santa Claus versus Home Alone. Our apologies, the red eye leader. Let's scurry along so that he can go to bed.
Red eye leader, you gotta go to bed, son. You know this is a podcast. You can listen to it the ending tomorrow, bud.
But thank you for staying here.
Home Alone, Joe Pesci. That's my only reason.
Very well. Red Eye Leader is also voting Home Alone.
Again, Frosty the Snowman, the metric of which has more snow at the end of the day, constitutes a better holiday movie. When we're thinking, what is more holiday, Santa Claus or a kid trying to be attacked by two weird adults. Santa Claus is definitely more holiday. Hold on.
I already knew what you were going with, so I gave you the Santa Claus vote already. Kate Harmon says she is also voting Home Alone. The Red Eye Leader says that he does not sleep. And gave a laughing, crying emoji.
There ain't no rest for the wicked.
I will also be voting for Home Alone. Which means that Denzel will be voting for the Santa Claus.
I'm voting for the Santa Claus.
Ah, very well.
Why are there seven votes?
Because I gave an additional vote to the Red Eye Leader and another one to Kate Harmon. It doesn't really matter. I still win.
You do that whenever it suits your purpose, I suppose.
I do that every time they choose to vote.
Yeah, sure it does. Anyway.
Why are you wearing Christmas
versus it's
why are you wearing a suit and why a are nightmare you wearing before a suit and tie? Why are you wearing a suit and tie?
Because this is what how a lord dresses in the modern era.
Lords
wear like capes and stuff, man. You're like
it hasn't
you
come
look,
in.
You
okay? It
you look like a manager of the of an Olive Garden.
And thus the garden of olives will thrive under the Lord.
You look like the person who oversees the Burger King playpen for the kids.
But he was never actually hired. He's just a weird dude that stands there.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but I vote Nightmare, but you've already counted my vote.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
And I shall also be voting for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Again, as far as holiday movies, It's a Wonderful Life has more snow.
No, the Nightmare is in the North Pole.
But also half of it is in Halloween Town, my friend.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, It's Wonderful Life is it snowing the whole time.
Yes.
But if we're doing more snow per square inch, once you go to the North Pole, there's always more snow than anywhere you go.
What the fuck do you do math, Andrew?
He actually doesn't go to the North Pole. He goes to Christmas Town.
Which is basically
the Red Eye Leader doesn't know the Nightmare Before Christmas. That's wild.
Well, he does confirm that he does that they do. I'm sorry to assume your gender. No.
Nightmare, but not okay. Well, then you vote
that
Nightmare.
Makes sense considering this. He's from the UK, and It's a Wonderful Life is a true American tale.
Whoa.
Forgive me for not putting in proper representation of the United Kingdom, which also has Scotland, that I am a lord of one
fucking God.
Also, who else has to vote?
I do.
Very County's well, Amelia.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ah, very well. Okay.
All right, thank you.
So Nightmare Before Christmas moves on. Now we are down to our final four.
Yay!
Versus How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Two votes for Holiday Inn.
For blackface, I understand.
Again, it's pretty fucking crazy that a racist-ass movie got picked over Frosty the fucking Snowman!
Well, when you think about it, Frosty, you are one.
Big facts. No, you can't swing that.
Hey, bud, I'm fucking water, motherfucker.
Hey, where's
I'm everyone.
Guy,
magical being brought to life that brings cheer. Anyway.
This is mostly what I wanted to talk about. today. As Frosty Snowman, there's a lot of talk these days about white fragility, and I'm here to call bullshit on that. I'm literally as white as the driven snow and also made of tiny fragile snowflakes, but I will break my fucking stick arms off your honky ass if you say some shit about all lives matter. That's the point, Uncle Greg. Bam! You just been salted. I'm Salty the Snowman. Salty the Snowman wants to know where you've been. So many people continue to die because of the color of their skin. Salty the Snowman now.
Ah, Frosty the Snowman is an ally.
I am an ally.
How does everyone else choose to vote? We know that the Red Eye Leader voted for How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I voted for How the Grinch. That was the whole point of what I just said, man.
You are voting for How the Grinch. Okay, very well.
I'll also vote How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Ah, very well.
Come on, Andrew, you know what to do.
And while Kate Harmon says kudos to Holiday Inn,
I thought I was already Holiday Inn. Written
by such a legend, she will have to go with the Grinch.
No, you gotta double down on Holiday Inn. Andrew, you gotta remember, you gotta double down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tripled down on it. Let's do it.
You get one vote.
Well, that seems a bit oppressive, but okay.
Well, you get two votes. You got two. Denzel, you got two votes. Okay.
Where'd your voice go?
This is bullshit. All right. You got two votes.
Boom! I win ultimately. I don't care how this turns out now. You broke your voice. Let's go. Move on. How the Grinch wins. I love it.
Home Alone versus
Nightmare Before Christmas. Nightmare Before Christmas.
This is a tricky one. I'm going to go for Home Alone, mainly because I love it when a man just gets blasted in the face by a snow shovel.
Ah.
Okay. How does it feel? How does it, as a snow person who gets hit by snow shovels all the time, how does it heal, motherfucker?
And Kate Harmon has voted for The Nightmare Before Christmas. Amelia, you must vote.
Home Alone. I understand this one is.
Thank you.
I understand, man. I was like, this is an internal struggle. She was struggling inside.
Andrew,
we got to see that. That's the clip, by the way. That's the clip, guys. Amelia just fighting inside the two halves of her heart that was trying to figure out which one she was gonna vote for. That was fucking great.
We still feel it. Andrew, you must vote.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Nightmare for sure, just because of Danny Elfman. And
Well. I myself will be voting for Home Alone. Which leads us to wait for the Red Eye Leader to vote.
Well, you know he's gonna vote Home Alone.
we don't know this.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, probably. Do you have a song for us, Frosty?
Frosty the Snowman. Okay, let me start over. All right. A lot of people wonder how I came to be, right? Now, there's a little bit of a misnomer, and I'd like to sing a little song for you. There must have been some magic in that scarf that they found. When the kids placed it on his neck, he woke up and they all danced around. The fact that there was a lot of white kids in that group and there wasn't a lot of representation of all the other cultures. I mean, this was New York. It's one of the biggest populations of African-American people and Hispanic, Latino people on the whole country. I mean, come on, guys, open your hearts. Also, I think a wizard used to own that scarf.
Very good.
So Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I tried. Good.
The Red Eye Leader votes home alone. Which means that our final round is how the Grinch stole Christmas versus home alone.
Oh, hell yeah. This is easy as pie.
Ah.
I would like to have a write-in, just really fast. I'm just going to write in really quick that the movie, the 1998 hit movie starring Michael Keaton, Jack Frost. Now, here's why I want to bring this movie up, people.
Oh, no.
Give him a solo.
I want to bring this movie up as a write-in. Because whilst Steve has just hoed the fuck out of our main man Frosty, this is the closest thing I can get to giving Frosty a little bit of credit. Because what happens in Jack is he becomes a snowman with a scar.
True.
That's all I'm saying. True. So that's gonna be my vote. I don't care that it's not up there. I don't care, you know what I mean, that it's not there. I'm writing it in. It's my vote.
Snowman Live. Thank you so much, Denzel. Okay, so your
vote doesn't count then. All right. He wasted a vote.
Wow. All
right. Wow.
So. Count every vote.
Wow. He said his vote counted for 3/5. Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Whoa. Hey. Wow. No, I did not.
Pretty much what he did. Pretty much what he
did. Not.
Wow.
If this isn't voter suppression, I don't know what is.
Fine. No. Wow. Denzel, you get a vote. It's a right. It's one vote. All right, but yes, you get. Yeah, you get the fucking one vote.
Now, wow, thank you so. Thank you. Wow, Denzel, that was very nice of you to mention Jack Frost. No problem. That is also that is a movie that's very close to my heart as well. Considering that a person becomes a snowman. And if I can rain on one thing for you today and bring that up about snowman, is that snow people are snow people. And I'm tired of these white actors coming in, trying to steal our jobs, trying to take over for the snowman when we've been working so hard and there's only so many movies with snow people in them. And here's this motherfucking Michael Keaton motherfucker who comes in, tries to take over, and then when there could have been any goddamn person in the snow person that could have taken this position, but no, they had to hire fucking Batman. No, they had to hire Mr. Mom. No, they had to fire Duplicity. No, not okay. I'm glad that movie tanked. It's not okay, Hollywood. It's not okay. My vote.
Very good.
It's for Frosty the Snowman. Final answer. Right in.
Hell yeah.
I'm moving my vote to Frosty the Snowman. I just realized that.
You already voted.
No. I'm moving my vote. Earlier, you let somebody else switch their vote. I'm switching my vote. Frosty the Snowman, final answer.
All right. So, two votes for Home Alone and two votes
No.
Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. All right.
No vote for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Amelia, you must vote.
Now there's a third option, I'm definitely picking Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
Thank you, Amelia.
Home Alone.
Yes.
Andrew, home alone. Thank you. Vote Home Alone.
Home Alone. Only because how Frosty put it so well was, if there was more inclusion in Frosty the Snowman, I would have wanted Keith David as Frosty the Snowman. Oh. I want to hear Spawn as Frosty the Snowman.
My vote.
That's honestly very fair.
Home Alone, which means that with the three votes for Frosty the Snowman, the zero votes for How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the four votes.
Wait, hold on. I have a song to sing before we close. Before we close out, I have a song to sing, guys. Okay. I just wanted to talk about all the things I wanted, all the things that people wanted to say. about all of the movies. And I just want to say thank you so much for telling everyone about the movies. That it's very important this time of year to bring some holiday cheer to all of the boys and girls. And just talking about a little bit of movies of the holiday season makes me feel okay. So that's why I'm going to start singing that this song right now. Frosty the Snowman is so very happily pleased to be on Finger Guns Comedy to talk about movies. Oh, wait, hold on. I think one more person just decided to vote. What will they say? Oh, what happened? Oh no, someone voted for Frosty the Snowman. Who's that clown? But also, I love him.
So so wow. It seems that we have
two last minute votes.
Oh.
Boom. Frosty. Everybody now. Frosty.
I agree with you. And so we know in our hearts that the real winner was Home Alone. But we shall give them the metaphorical victory. For they might have duped us with these Twitch votes, but they will not dupe us in our hearts. Home Alone is
that's everybody now. Everybody now. Over the Zoom. Frosty the Snowman is the dedicated winner of the tournament of holiday movies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. How you feel?
Wow, thank you.
That's Can you put the thing on Steve alone? I just want to be on Steve this right now. Somebody that's intelligent and knows how to work this thing, please do it and just put it on. Yeah, that's right. How you feel? No, I don't want the man whose body and voice don't match. I want it on Steve. Okay. How do you feel? You set this whole thing up. You rigged it from the beginning. You rigged it. You with your plastic bootleg Burger King crown, and your only top half is fancy, and the bottom half is raggedy.
You've been outsmarted.
By Frosty. And you hold him at the beginning. You didn't even give him an opportunity to be in the listing. And at the end, look what happened. The people beat you. That's it.
That's all I got. I just want to say, go ahead, Andrew.
Electoral vote, so I don't think it counts.
You said what happened? Say it again.
I don't think it counts. You know?
Yeah. Say it again, motherfucker.
The people might have voted, but the electoral vote was something different. So let's just say
that's a horrible joke.
You sound like Stephen Miller. You sound and look just like Stephen Miller right now. Listen, I just want to say thank you so much, Steve, for bringing me on here and embarrassing me and lambasting me for an entire hour and 13 minutes. But now who's on top, motherfucker? Now who's on top, you lord-ass piece of...
That's right, talk your shit.
You lord-ass piece of 1 square foot of land. You couldn't even fit your whole goddamn body in that one, motherfucker. You white-ass bitch. You tall-ass bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're not white. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that in like a derogatory. I mean, just like literally, you have like broad shoulders, you motherfucker. You couldn't even buy enough to bear yourself. Anyways, thank you so much for voting for me and everybody. And Red Eye Leader, you have gained my respect again.
Why are you so mean to me? I just wanted to do like a little movie thing, you know, but
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys just hate me or something?
Yeah. I love the tears of losers. Amelia, do you have any plugs that you would like to give to the people?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, hold on. Steve, I just want to let you know I was joking. It's Adam. I was just kidding. I was joking, man.
Wait,
I was just playing a character, dude. I was just playing a character.
Wait. So when I hit a Frosty, was you?
Well, for some reason, yeah. I mean, you just said Frosty at frosty.com through the Fingergowns account, and I was like, I have access to it. And I was like, that's a weird thing. So then I replied back just with my email, and so that's why I'm here. You know.
Wait. So
but yeah, man. I was just kidding. I was just kidding, man.
This was just a joke. Is that what you're saying?
Adam, I thought we weren't going to tell Steve that you were Frosty. I thought we all agreed that.
I felt bad. I felt like we're all piling on. He took it seriously. I was just joking, man.
No, I'm serious.
I was kidding. I was kidding though, Steve. So
I was dead serious. My apologies about me not liking the fact that Andrew's voice and body don't match. About the whole thing.
It's all good, brother.
The whole thing. I'm serious.
And obviously I wasn't kidding about Denzel. You and I were clearly vibing the whole time. So we were clearly on the same page the whole time. But Steve, I'm sorry. I was just joking. Please be okay. Are you okay, dude?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just
we can cut this out. We'll cut this out for the show. We'll cut this out for the podcast. Yeah, we'll cut this out for the podcast, and then I'll just resume my character. Okay.
Yeah, because we got to keep kayfabe up.
Yeah, keep kayfabe. All right. Let me pick it up back with a song. Okay, I'll just pick up with the back of a song real quick. We'll act like that never happened. Everybody good? Everybody slate. Yeah. Well, this is like 1:16. Okay, so here I'll come back right now. All right. Wow, kids, that was amazing. All right, I'm gonna finish this last song one more time. Okay, here we go. Frosty the Snowman. Yo, fuck Steve. Yo, fuck Steve so hard. He's a fucking asshole. Fuck that guy. I can't believe he brought me on the show. Fuck Steve. Yo, fuck Steve.
Yeah.
Is a very happy soul. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. Amelia, you got anything to plug though? You want to let the people know where you at? What you got going on?
Yeah. I don't know how to.
Can we give my girl center stage? Can we give her? There we go.
Okay. Hi guys. You could definitely follow me on Instagram at Caras de Amelia. I'm not as active as I would like to be on there, but you could definitely also find me on Twitter as well at Amelia Whistles. I definitely stay up very late, like our good friend, the Red Eye Leader. I definitely have 2 a.m. thoughts that I like to share about anime men that do not exist. So catch you guys there.
I've read them.
Yeah?
And they're very funny. They're very funny.
Good.
And also, very funny.
Frosty, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you got anything to plug?
Oh, man. I just want to say thank you so much. Obviously, please go watch the best holiday movie of all time, Frosty the Snowman. They put a corncob hat and a top hat and a corncob hat pipe into my mouth, and I become alive. It's very good. It's very good. Also, you should check out Adam R. Mack. He's a very funny individual, and I heard I might be in a very funny video of his very soon for the holidays. But currently, he has a very fun video that he just put out today on the day of this recording about going to find out the mystery of some mysterious monoliths in Utah. Go check it out, everybody. Oh, and I think Denzel, you got muted, my friend. Let me fix you
for myself. There you go. I got it. I got you. Appreciate you, Frosty. Yeah, you guys can follow me at Sir Solamente on both Instagram and Twitter. I'm a little bit more active on the Twitter streets. I like to tweet about a bunch of random things. There's no cohesiveness or cohesion. It's just my random thoughts. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not. Enjoy them, though. You know, that's it. Somebody, oh, and stream Kid Cudi's new album. Dropping out Man on the Moon 3. Also, make sure you go watch the award-winning, tournament-winning, greatest Christmas movie of all time, Frosty the Snowman. And other than that, that's it, guys. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Andrew Bonilla.
What do I have to say closing out? Don't follow me. I don't want to be followed. Go away. But if you want to follow me, if you must follow me, I'm at AndrewBonilla_05. There's nothing on there. Just disappointment.
Were you born in 2005?
No, I just like the number 5.
Oh, tight, dude. FUBU for life, bro.
Yeah.
Steve! Go ahead and drop the stuff for the people.
Hello.
Don't you mean Steve underscore Sotelo?
Yeah. It's there. And you can follow us at GoFingerGuns. Edward is out of town, but here's his thing. At Edward J. Rosales. Ezra Parter. You can follow him at Ezra Partier. And he's got a separate account at Lister Pips. You could watch our stuff every week, and then we have something on Fridays. It's fake news that on Fridays at 7 p.m. here. Is that it?
I do want to mention. I heard. Speaking of holiday movies. There is a show on Wednesday, a very special holiday show, for a movie pass, an improv comedy team that likes to improv movies, and they were featured on if you're a fan of improv and UCB, they were featured very much on on Improv for Humans with Matt Besser, and now they're doing monthly shows based off of your favorite type of genre movies, and this month they're doing holiday movies on Wednesday at fingergunscomedy.com/live, also at this Twitch channel. And right here. Yes, Ezra, it's me, Salty the Snowman. But also I'm Frosty the Snowman now. I'll explain it later. Anyways, everybody go watch that. It's at 7 p.m. on this Wednesday. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go to fingergunscomedy.com/live for a very special holiday-inspired movie.
Yeah. All right, guys. Happy holidays. We'll Denzel is muted. Let me unmute him. No, he chose to mute himself.
Oh, Denzel, you muted yourself, my friend.
Yeah, no, because I wanted to end on a happy note. Steve's energy is kind of low. I just wanted to make sure to everyone. Yep, happy holidays. Tune in next week to see what great idea Steve has, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. Frosty, you know, if you're free or if you know anybody else that's a Christmas character that wants to come in and join us.
I already know for a fact that Santa's going to be on the show next week. I know.
Oh,
for a
fact. Hell yeah.
Well, then guys got to tune in next week, man. Tune in next week. Make sure you guys also, I think the only thing we didn't plug is go follow Go Finger Guns on the IGs. And I think we have a TikTok as well. Is that correct? Go follow us on TikTok as well. And you guys have a great fucking rest of the week. Right? And then we're going to end it there. Because that's the energy that we need to end it. Not whatever sad, my tournament didn't go the way I wanted it to go that Steve's got. All right, guys. You have a great one.
Bye, all. Bye. Bye.